I hope Benjamin Netanyahu burns in hell. I hope him and his generals and the far-right government in Israel burn in hell.
We're looking for babies, but there is no babies left. Maybe I killed a girl, she was 12, but they're looking for a baby.
We'll do whatever we need to do to defend ourselves.
An investigation is underway into whether Israeli forces blowing up the main drinking water reservoir in Rafah constitutes as a war crime.
You cannot tell me to ever feel comfortable with 18,000 children being ruthlessly murdered.
Let me hear you cheer if you support Israel.
The Jews are everywhere. All the assistants of Trump, Jews. All the assistants of Sleepy Joe, Jews. Obama, Jews, everyone around there, Reform Jews, Conservative Jews, Chabadnik, this.
Today the Jews rule this world by proxy. They get others to fight and die for them.
Everyone who dares uttering a word of criticism against Israel is accused of anti-Semitism.
When I was very young, I was forced to participate in that, in which I had to sacrifice an infant.
And the purpose of sacrifice is to what? Is to bring you what? What are you sacrificing for?
For power.
Uh-huh. Power.
What's going on? Stu Peters here with Alex Rountree, the Stu Peters Network. We're here outside of the Delta Center. By the way, Delta Airlines mandated their pilots, throughout the whole COVID thing, masks, injections, all of that. We went to war for them. Anyway, the reason why we're here in Salt Lake City, Utah, is because here at the Delta Center, Tucker Carlson is on his live tour. And of course, he is on this particular stop with Glenn Beck. And so I was on this VIP list for a meet and greet, at which point, obviously, you know, given Tucker Carlson's recent based interview with a historian called Daryl Cooper, and given recent current events, and obviously given millions and millions and millions of people noticing what's happening with the occupation of our government and the occupation of our society and all of the societal ills that are taking place here. And everybody that has any kind of independent or critical thinking skills, obviously being able to identify the subversives that are responsible for said attacks on our children, on our country, on our political apparatus, using intelligence apparatus and the military industrial complex and federal law enforcement to basically enforce all of these things. We are coming out with a film called Occupied. And so coming out with this film called Occupied, of course, we have released a couple of teasers and our names were on the list here at the Delta Center to meet Tucker. And obviously at that point, I was going to shake Tucker's hand and invite him cordially to sit down with me and discuss these issues in this generational film called Occupied, which is upcoming this fall. However, when we got to the gate and when we got to security, we were told Alex Rountree was allowed to be inside, but Stu Peters was not. And when asked for, you know, a reason for this, obviously it got escalated. And then somebody called Seth W. came up, and Seth W., who came up, just gave us a reason. Yep, nope, nobody that's with Stu Peters is allowed in here. The tour, Tucker Carlson, Glenn Beck, the tour, it's Tucker Carlson's tour. Tucker Carlson has asked you to leave the premises. You're not allowed on the premises. We can escalate this to PD if you want to, or you can just leave. So obviously being, you know, a respectable individual and a self-respecting man and a man of honor and a man of faith.
And a man of value.
That, you know, we're telling the truth and that we stand with God and that we will fight this thing all the way tooth and nail. Like, no, fighting the police is not what we want to do. Getting arrested is obviously not beneficial to anybody. And so, obviously, voluntarily, we left the premises. And so that's what's happening. I have a video of the whole thing. I will be posting it shortly. And you guys can decide for yourselves. So just wanted to let you know that, obviously, I mean, in the name of...
So there it is. And, you know, Tucker Carlson has been in the news a lot over the past week. He's been attacked by everyone. Corporate media, the White House, and why? For platforming Daryl Cooper, this historian who questions the official narrative of World War II and the people and the issues that caused World War II and caused Western civilization to fail and fall to Jewish Bolshevism. And as Cooper explained on Tucker's podcast, the current world order needs the carefully crafted World War II narrative that we all grew up with to validate its existence, to validate its system of control. And central to all of that, of course, is the existence of Israel. Israel needs this World War II narrative to exist. Because World War II and the Holocaust, these are the entire reason that Israel was founded on May 14th, 1948. If the Jews ever stop being the chief victims of World War II, if the drunken, fat, degenerate Winston Churchill, FDR, and the genocidal communist Joseph Stalin never stop being the heroes, and if Hitler stops being the ultimate villain, then Israel is in big trouble. So, of course, in a country like ours where Jewish power and Israeli influence reign supreme, these issues aren't allowed to be opened up. They aren't allowed to be discussed, especially in front of an audience of millions. So because he had Daryl Cooper on his podcast, Tucker Carlson has been attacked relentlessly. He's been labeled an anti-Semite, of course, and all of the usual suspects have come out of the woodwork to bash him. They even convinced Elon Musk to turn on him. And it just so happens that all of this has coincided with Tucker's national speaking tour, where he's going around the country and speaking alongside media figures and politicians in front of live audiences to, as he says, push back against censorship. Tucker says he's going around the country and he's speaking to people face to face because when you do that, the things that you say cannot be manipulated. They can't be edited. They can't be deleted by some moderator who's jumping in to shut it down. They can't rip your conversation off of the internet and tell everyone who tries to listen to what you have to say that they're not allowed to hear it because you're some kind of an anti-Semite or something, whatever that means. So that's why we found it a little bit strange when I showed up at Tucker's event in Salt Lake City, Utah, and I was promptly shown the door. I showed up to Tucker Carlson's event as a ticketed VIP with backstage credentials in Salt Lake City to speak to him in person so that I could ask him if he would like to appear in the Stu Peters Network's new film, Occupied, to talk about the anti-speech, anti-Christ mob that's trying to shut down the free flow of information. But I never got the chance to ask him, of course, because I was kicked out of the event, as you saw. The event staff even threatened to call the police. They said they were following Tucker Carlson's orders. The whole thing is on video.
Okay, what's going on? What can I do for you?
Hey, how's it going?
What's the name?
Peters.
Peters?
Yep. See, there it is.
What was your name?
Roundtree. Alex Roundtree.
Roundtree's around down there?
Can you turn
off the video?
No.
Okay. Roundtree, what's the first name?
Alex.
Yeah, Alex Roundtree.
Oh, sorry, I couldn't spell.
Okay, Alex Roundtree can come in.
But the tickets are in my name, and I'm the infant. Yeah, I don't have a ticket. I'm under Stu.
Well,
and he doesn't have a ticket. He's under me.
Oh, okay. That's a weird scenario. Well, so I don't know why, but we have it on the list that you're not able to be. You can't enter.
What's that?
We were told you guys aren't able to. You're not able to answer. Enter.
By who?
By the actual Tuck Carlson.
So, I've actually been asked by the tour to ask you guys to leave premises. So, okay, but can you give us a reason why? I don't know. I just was told by the tour that you're not welcome on the premises. So, you were told by the tour. Who's the tour specifically?
The tour manager.
I don't
know his name. I was just called on the radio and told to ask you guys to leave.
Okay, you heard that?
Derek,
I don't know.
Been asked to leave by the tour manager, the Tucker Carlson tour manager, and Glenn Beck tour manager to leave. He doesn't have a reason. Just been asked to leave.
Would it have anything to do with Jews?
I have absolutely no idea what it has to do with. I've just been asked to have you guys leave. All right.
Interesting. Yeah. Did we do something wrong?
I don't know. I've just been asked by the tour to have you guys leave. We can leave it at that. You guys can leave or I can get PD involved.
The Jews made the call and Tucker Carlson responded. Seth W. is the enforcer.
So, look, I mean, it's pretty obvious what happened here. As I said there, Tucker got the call. And he shut it down. His handler saw Stu Peters' name on that guest list with VIP backstage credentials, so they had to shut it down. They told Tucker, no, you're not allowed to meet with him. You're not allowed to sit down with somebody who's actually asking the Jewish question, who's actually moving the Overton window. And that's because Tucker's being controlled. That much is obvious. And in fact, there's a very good chance that this entire Tucker is an anti-Semite episode is all bullshit. It's all just a charade. There's a very good chance that this entire thing has just been a publicity stunt, or that it was set up to be a cautionary tale about what happens to you when you disrupt the Jewish narrative, even just a little tiny bit. And if this is surprising to you, just look at the company that he keeps. At this particular stop, that one in Salt Lake City, Tucker Carlson was joined by Glenn Beck, a guy who openly worships Jews, not just Israel, but Jews themselves. So how serious can Tucker Carlson be about getting to the truth when he's clowning around with people like Glenn Beck? At this point, Tucker appears to be functioning as a journalistic limited hangout. And, you know, it makes sense when you think of it like this, because there's been red flags with Tucker before. Forget about the Kabbalistic bracelet, but this is a guy who has been in the media for a very long time. He openly talks about how his dad, who was also in the media, was working for the CIA for about, oh, I don't know, four decades. Tucker himself even applied to join the CIA. This is the guy who Kevin McCarthy gave exclusive access to the J6 footage. He wouldn't give it to the American people, but he gave it to Tucker Carlson and to his team over at the Fox News Channel. And when that happened, it raised a lot of red flags with a whole lot of people. And you know what else raised a lot of red flags was Tucker speaking at this year's RNC. How far down the rabbit hole of truth are we actually going to get? How much is Tucker Carlson really going to open up for public consumption when he's this deep inside the belly of the beast of the Jewish Zionist-controlled Republican Party and its media machine? I mean, he's buddies with J.D. Vance, the guy that gets in swimming pools with his T-shirt on. The people that he associates with have a vested interest in keeping Americans in the dark about what's really going on and about who's really calling the shots. They're the same people who are speedrunning us into World War III. Because their bosses in Israel, their bosses on Rothschild Boulevard in Tel Aviv told them so. We have a political class and a political media in this country that is completely controlled by war criminals who are overseeing the wholesale slaughter of civilians, of women and children by the tens of thousands in Gaza. And they're itching to export it all around the Middle East and wherever they see fit. Let's remember for a moment just how evil, just how monstrous these people are. The people that want you to stop noticing Jewish control and the little fact that Israel's disgusting pedophile-ridden government runs the world, these people are baby killers. Over 2% of Palestinian children living in Gaza have been killed or wounded since this American-backed onslaught began. Oh, and the Israelis love comparing their casualty figures to America's population. They love adjusting their numbers for America and telling us that if the October 7th raid had happened here, we would have lost tens of thousands of people. So, okay, fine. We can play that game. And if you adjust the Palestinian child casualty figures for America's population, you get millions of dead kids and kids with their arms and legs blown off. If 2% of American children were killed by the Israeli war machine, or by anyone else for that matter, we would lose 1.5 million kids. For more context, America has lost about 1.2 million men to wars since the end of the revolution. That would be more dead kids in one swoop than dead soldiers in all of American history. And it's not just Palestinians getting slaughtered. The Israelis murdered an American citizen last week. And not in Gaza, by the way. No, in the West Bank. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter who you are. Even if you're an American, if you are in range, our greatest ally will murder you. And when they do, their agents within our own government, within our own media, they will double down on their support. They have proven this over and over and over again with their attacks on aid workers and journalists and their bombings of soup kitchens and churches and tent cities full of sick and starving women and kids who have already been wounded. And, you know, as this war has dragged on, as the shock value has diminished because people have gotten used to hearing about massive civilian death and carnage, because it's just a fact of life in a world where Israel exists. So we haven't been seeing as much video footage of Israel civilian attacks on the news, but they're happening every single day. Do you want to know what happens when a refugee camp full of displaced Palestinian civilians, what it looks like when the Israelis finish with it? That's exactly who these people are. This is exactly the fake, illegitimate nation state that our government and its massive media apparatus are protecting.
داخل مخيم جباليا في مجزرة حقيقية لا نستطيع أن نتخيل المشهد الآن هذا هو المشهد هذا هو المشهد وعالقون فوق المنازل وتحت المناتي كل مكان هذا هو المشهد الآن
The people responsible for this are monsters. They're just pure, plain evil. Jesus Christ didn't call them the synagogue of Satan for no reason. But even with all of their genocidal, mass murdering evil on full display, very few people are willing to stand up and fight them. Every single time we think that someone has stepped in and is ready to start pushing back, we learn that they're a total fraud. The people that we're told are patriots. The people that we're told are truth seekers who want to fight for freedom and truth and human dignity against the global cabal that so obviously has its boot on America's throat. They refuse to admit what we're truly up against. And they refuse to interface with real fighters. They'll only go so far. You see, they have to stay on the good side of Israel, on the good side of the Jews. Think back to when Tucker had Congressman Thomas Massie on his show talking about how Israel quite literally owns members of Congress. A sitting member of Congress came on to Tucker's show to talk about how Israel is allowed to do whatever the fuck it wants to, because if any one of your elected representatives tells them that they can't, they'll lose their job. Or they'll lose their life. AIPAC, acting on behalf of Israel, a foreign country, will destroy them. Because Israel and its tentacles control Congress. They control the entire United States government. And at this point, everyone knows it. And everything else that we learn just reaffirms it. But when Massie was on with him, Tucker had to make sure that he threw in a couple of lines about how much he loves Israel and that even though they're occupying the United States government, the Israelis are great and Israel is a great country. Because Tucker has his limits. His handlers, his sponsors, they have a line. And if he crosses it, he's going to get slapped down. So he can platform someone who tells the truth about Winston Churchill. He can platform someone who tells the truth just a little bit about AIPAC, but he can't go much further than that. And if he does, a man in a tiny hat will be waiting to slap him on the wrist. He can't go as far as naming the Jew, and he can't be around people who do. And that's exactly why he kicked me out of that event. And it's exactly why our upcoming film, Occupied, which Tucker Carlson apparently won't be appearing in, is far more important than ever. Because this country is occupied by a Talmudic cabal, and almost nobody in any position of influence or authority is willing to stand up against it, especially not the people that we're told that we can trust. The people that we're told are on the side of truth. The people that we are told are fighting alongside of us. They're all fake. They're all controlled. They're all occupied. And once again, we have been reminded of that. We have been reminded that we have no choice but to pick up the saber of truth and slice through the lies and slice through the propaganda and cut straight through to the heart of the cabal. Because nobody is going to do it for us. This is our war to win. And so that's exactly what we intend to do. So the 2024 election is on our doorstep, and of course, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are knocking on your door. They're pushing for higher taxes, even taxes on unrealized gains. Can you imagine that? Paying taxes on something that you never took profits on? And what would that do to the economy? Will they come for your retirement savings? Yeah, of course they will. Will they come for your house? Obviously. But I mean, who knows? But don't wait to find out. Learn how you can protect and diversify everything that you've worked for with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. It's who I trust. I buy all of my gold and silver from Goldco, and they have been brave, and they have been bold, and they have remained with the Stu Peters Network and sponsored our platform, and we're so forever thankful. Goldco has over 6,000 five-star reviews, a bunch of awards. They've helped people just like you, and they've helped me to purchase over $2.5 billion in gold and silver. Just go to StuLikesGold.com or call 855-706-GOLD to get your free 2024 gold and silver kit, plus up to a 10% instant match on bonus silver for qualified accounts. Learn how precious metals like gold and silver can help you to diversify and to protect yourself in these times. Visit StuLikesGold.com or call 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD.
Throughout history, the spirit of patriotism has prevailed. The battles may have changed, but the values remain the same. Today, in 2024, we find ourselves at a pivotal moment where the call for unity, freedom, and a better future echoes louder than ever. For more than 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been committed to supporting the values that make our nation great. With affordable plans and reliable nationwide coverage, Patriot Mobile is not just a wireless service. It's a call to action for those who believe in the American dream. Because this year is not just any year. It's the most important year since our nation's founding. Choose a wireless carrier that shares your values. Choose Patriot Mobile.
I hope Benjamin Netanyahu burns in hell. I hope him and his generals and the far-right government in Israel burn in hell.
We are looking for babies, but there is no babies left. Maybe I killed a girl, she was 12, but they're looking for a baby.
We'll do whatever we need to do to defend ourselves.
An investigation is underway into whether Israeli forces blowing up the main drinking water reservoir in Rafah constitutes as a war crime.
You cannot tell me to ever feel comfortable with 18,000 children being ruthlessly murdered.
Let me hear you cheer if you support Israel.
The Jews are everywhere. All the assistants of Trump, Jews. All the assistants of Sleepy Joe, Jews. Obama, Jews, everyone around there, Reform Jews, Conservative Jews, Chabadnik, this.
Today the Jews rule this world by proxy. They get others to fight and die for them.
Everyone who dares uttering a word of criticism against Israel is accused of antisemitism.
When I was very young, I was forced to participate in that, in which I had to sacrifice an infant.
And the purpose of sacrifice is to what? Is to bring you what? What are you sacrificing for?
For power.
Uh-huh. Power.
Go to OccupiedFilm.com. Again, OccupiedFilm.com for more on that game-changing film. By the way, we have extended an invitation to be in Occupied to Candace Owens. There are some people who claim that Candace Owens maybe muddied the waters a little bit when she referred to these people as Frankists. And quite frankly, I do understand that sentiment. I understand what people like Nick Fuentes are saying when they say that she's muddying the waters. And I don't take anything away from Nick Fuentes. As a matter of fact, Nick has done a great job for a very long time on this topic. And now it has moved to big platforms like this one, which where I opened the conversation with Alex Jones, a truth teller, right? Tucker Carlson sat down with Alex Jones. And you saw Alex Jones push back on me over there at InfoWars when I made that appearance. No, it's the CCP or Venezuela or radical Islamic terrorists that we really have to be worried about here. But I'm telling you, when I look around in our government, when I look around at all of the unelected bureaucrats that are deciding what children in what nation we go and drop warheads on, when I look at the State Department and when I look at the CDC and when I look at the FDA and when I look at the World Economic Forum and when I look at the World Health Organization and when I look at NGOs and when I look at Lockheed Martin and Raytheon and Boeing and when I look at BlackRock and Vanguard and State Street, I don't see an overrepresentation of Chinamen. I don't see a bunch of guys with their heads wrapped in towels. No, I see a bunch of people that claim to be Jews. I see a bunch of dual citizens. And just like here at the Stu Peters Network, you know, when some things are going wrong, we're having audio issues. Oh, well, then we need to talk to the audio people. Hey, audio people, why is this going wrong? When we're having video issues or live broadcasting issues, I go to the video and editing people. Why are we having problems with the editing? Why is the trailer, the new teaser, taking so long? What else do you need from me? How about booking interviews? So I go talk to the producers. What's going on with this? How come we can't get this person booked? So you always go to the department head where you're experiencing issues. Any company owner or any chairman of any board or anybody in any position of authority knows that you always go to the person who's leading that particular department and you look. And when I look around at the Department of Education and when I look around at our health apparatus and infrastructure and when I look at our State Department and when I look at the cabinet and when I look at unelected bureaucrats and NGOs and when I look at so-called elected representatives, I don't see an overrepresentation of Chinamen or Islamic people, Muslims. I don't see that. And so when I push back on that, of course, I haven't been invited back to Austin, Texas to sit down with Alex Jones. And I think that that's very disappointing because I think that people who have large platforms like Alex Jones, and I think that people who have large platforms like Tucker Carlson are very obviously controlled if they are unwilling to have a serious conversation about perversion and pedophilia and pornography and the subversion of every single aspect of our country in its government and society-wide. And so whether they know it or choose to admit it or not, they are in league with Satan. Because that is our common enemy. Let's not forget that. Let's not forget that this is a spiritual battle just as much as it is a kinetic war. And by the way, this is a kinetic war. And here we're in the category of the unbought, and we're in the category of the unbuyable. Every single sponsor on this platform, every single advertiser on this platform that remains is a courageous, honorable, and bold company or person with a product that they want to advertise to millions of people who are seeking actual real truth. And any one of them who has ever tried to control any narrative here has either been asked to leave or they have gone themselves because they were cowards. We can't be attached. We can't have our product or brand attached to Stu Peters because Wikipedia says he's anti-Semitic. So be it. Bye. We won't be controlled for any shekels around these parts. Another person that shares that sentiment is Sam Parker, who's with us now. I was with you in Salt Lake City just before and just after being annexed from Tucker's event. Your reaction?
Yeah, you know, I wish I could say I'm surprised. I thought something might happen. Of course, you know, we were speaking beforehand, and I was telling you my experience when I ran against Mitt Romney, how he was very hard to pin down, even when we were at the same events. It was hard to get close to him and talk to him and try to get him to agree to any debates or anything like that. And I said, you know, I'm glad you got these VIP tickets. It's going to get you close to Tucker. I hope he doesn't do anything squirrely to try to ice you out or something. And it turns out he didn't even let you in. So I wish I could say I'm surprised. I'm not. I'm disappointed, of course, obviously. But this is not surprising, Stu. And, you know, we have to really, you've already brought out that Tucker Carlson's dad worked for the CIA. But we need to actually, I want to go back to that and look at Tucker Carlson's personal network just a little bit more closely, because I think this is important for people to understand who Tucker is, who he's been surrounded by, and who's molded him for the last several decades of his life and into the public image that we're familiar with now. People need to know this. They need to know who they're getting their information from and why and how it's being curated. So Tucker Carlson's dad, Richard, worked for the CIA, the Voice of America, a CIA operation for several years. Later, he was appointed by President George H.W. Bush to be an ambassador to the Seychelles, a small island chain off the coast of Africa. What was that all about? Well, that's what they often do with agents. They make them ambassadors because they have diplomatic immunity, right? Later, Tucker Carlson's dad worked for an outfit called the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, which is part of the Israeli lobby, okay? And the founder of this FDD, his name was Clifford May. He was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He was a member of the Project for a New American Century, which was a neoconservative Jewish think tank that advocated for Iraqi regime change and the buildup of America's defense industry in the wake of a putative New Pearl Harbor, right? So some people might be familiar with the PNAC, the Project for New American Century. So this guy who Tucker's dad worked for was a member of that, and he was also the chairman of the Republican Jewish Coalition, okay? This is the guy who Tucker's dad worked for several years, okay? And now Tucker's dad actually is a lobbyist for the Viktor Orban administration in Hungary, another Zionist administration. So Tucker's dad lobbies the United States on behalf of the Zionist administration in Hungary, okay? Tucker's dad has also addressed the Israeli Knesset and the British House of Commons. This man worked for the CIA. He's very well connected. He's worked for Jews. He's worked for Zionist Jews. He's addressed the Israeli government directly. Okay, so that's who Tucker's dad is. Now, let's look at Tucker. Tucker got one of his early starts with the Arkansas Gazette, working for a Zionist Jew named Paul Greenberg, who won a Pulitzer Prize, who was all over television, who wrote extensively about 9/11 and radical Islamic terrorism, and wrote defenses of the CIA and CIA black sites and forced interrogations and all of these types of things. He was also a proponent of using big data and data mining to fight Islamic terrorism. Okay, so think Peter Thiel type stuff. That's who Tucker started his career out working for, Paul Greenberg, Zionist Jew. Then he went to the Weekly Standard, another outfit founded by Bill Kristol, a Zionist Jew, who also co-founded the Project for a New American Century, that PNAC organization that I just told you about, the one that was, you know, some people think was partially behind 9/11 and the regime change war in Iraq. So that's who Tucker went to work for, the Weekly Standard, Bill Kristol. Bill Kristol's father was Irving Kristol, the founder of Jewish neoconservatism, who also was an agent for the CIA, okay? And Irving Kristol wrote the foreword to Paul Greenberg's book, Paul Greenberg, the man who first employed Tucker Carlson. So Tucker Carlson is surrounded by these Zionist Jews. His father was surrounded by these Zionist Jews. He's surrounded by people who work for the CIA. And Fred Barnes, the co-founder of the Weekly Standard, who Tucker also worked for, hosts a show on Voice of America, the same CIA cutout that Tucker Carlson's dad used to be the director of. Okay, so this is who Tucker Carlson is. This is his genealogy, his descent, if you will, in the media world. Bill Kristol, who Tucker worked for, is the man who put up Evan McMullen to run against Donald Trump in 2016 in Utah to try to flip Utah towards Hillary Clinton. Evan McMullen was a CIA agent. So this is who Tucker's working. And we see Tucker popping up, you know, for Javier Milei, you know, the Zionist Jew over there in Argentina. He's in Spain. He's in Hungary. He's in El Salvador. This is who Tucker Carlson is. So when he had, as you mentioned, when he had Thomas Massie on his program this summer and was playing that whole, gosh, golly, shucks, the AIPAC and everybody's got an AIPAC guy, the Israeli lobby, what? Like, this guy knows all about the Israeli lobby. He knows all about Zionist Jews. He even admitted in his interview of Alex Jones back in the fall that he shared offices with guys that worked on the Project for a New American Century. But yet he went around for years telling people, saying that people who thought 9/11 was an inside job were parasites who were lowering the discourse. He shared an office with these guys, with these PNAC guys. And he worked for them as well. So this is who Tucker Carlson is. He knows all about what's going on. Do you ever hear him talking about what Israel's doing or how Israel's controlling U.S. politics or the Zionist infiltration of the CIA or the U.S. government or what his dad was doing? Tucker, in high school, was traveling to Nicaragua to help the campaign for the Contra, you know, for the United States-backed Contra candidate for president against the Sandinistas. And by Tucker's own admission, as a high schooler, he was standing next to her. Her name was Violeta Chamorro when she won. What high schooler do you know, you know, is standing alongside U.S.-backed candidates for president in Central America? All right, this is who Tucker is. We have to understand who Tucker is. He's been groomed. This whole cover story that he wasn't, you know, accepted by the CIA, I think it's hogwash. Maybe he was. I think it's pretty clear that maybe they've gotten over that disagreement and he's an asset for them now. I'm going to just come out and say it. There's something going on. He's all fedded up and he's Jewed up and he's Zionisted up and he's a gatekeeper. And so obviously he cannot be in your film occupied.
Yeah.
And obviously he's going to keep you away from his audience because he doesn't want his audience to know what we've just covered.
You know, Sam, I think that you're 100% right. I'm actually the one that's personally over here platforming some of these comments. And I purposely chose one of them that says, Stu is in all caps, funded by Jews.
These people are real idiots. I see this all the time on X. I see this all the time in the comments on Rumble. Just sit back and think about what it is that you're actually saying. How controlled am I? I'm literally coming out with a film that highlights all of this. And as I said, we value the courageous, brave, and bold sponsors that continue to do business with the Stu Peters Network, who continue to support the truth. And if they don't want the truth that we're telling, they can see the door. How controlled am I? Really, I'm having the conversation. Not only that, I am paying tons of money to produce these films, life-saving films like Died Suddenly. This film that will save lives, inevitably, Occupied, could be the film of our generation. And if the people who are currently here don't want to pay for it, then they won't pay for it. Will that stop me from coming out with it? No. Will that ever stop me from telling the truth? No. If my program every day, Sam Parker, aired at HillaryClinton.com, would I be controlled by the Clintons? No. I will use any platform and go anywhere. I will say the truth everywhere that I go, which is actually what has me kicked off of InfoWars. Haven't been invited back. Can't even get a phone call back. Can't even get a text message answered from Alex or any of his producers. Now, I will say, I highly respect Harrison Smith. I highly respect Owen Schroyer. They still continue to talk the truth. They still want me to come down to Austin, Texas, and sit down with them and promote the film Occupy because they see the level of importance. This film is going to be a game changer. And this is meant to drill right down on the top of the head of the subversives that basically, they want to mutilate your kids. Okay, I'm going to say it in such a way everybody knows what I'm talking about. How about this? They want to make sex with kids legal. They want to mandate bioweapon injections. They want to control the forever war, U.S. war machine, war lobby, military-industrial complex, whose front lines is in Israel. Tel Aviv is the most homosexual city on the face of the planet. Yes, even more homosexual than San Francisco. The degeneracy that we see coming from people like Rabbi Shmuley and the complete evisceration of him by Candace Owens on Piers Morgan, she didn't even have to open up her mouth because these people destroy themselves. And that's exactly what Tucker Carlson is doing. And so actually, I'll just be honest with you, Sam. I'm actually quite happy that the world was able to see Tucker Carlson's true colors and that it actually went down that way instead of him allowing me in there, quietly meeting with me, and then quietly declining Occupied. And then Stu Peters comes on his program and he bitches and he whines and he moans and complains about how Tucker Carlson won't be in Occupied. And then everybody says, Stu, stop bitching and complaining. He doesn't see your film as important. But guess what? Now the world was able to see, which is only evidence that substantiates and proves wholeheartedly that not only is our government and our media controlled, but even so-called independent alternative media, dissident truth-telling voices, right?
That's right, Stu. You know, listen, he did. He made a tactical error. He should have let you in. He should have shaken your hand. He should have said, hi, Stu, and politely declined your movie. And then there would have been no criticism from anybody. Like you said, maybe it wasn't important enough. He didn't have the time. You know, he didn't want to be too controversial or whatever it was. But he made a tactical error kicking you out like that. So, you know, obviously we would have preferred that he'd been in the movie and spoken the truth. We still prefer that he would eventually start speaking the truth. But in as much as he's not, and we know why he's not, this was the next best possible outcome. It's going to help boost the credibility of this production. It's going to boost your voice, and we're taking full advantage of that. So listen, you know, we have to take advantage of every mistake our enemy makes, and they are making lots of mistakes, and they're resorting to really ham-fisted force tactics, just gross censorship. You know, over there in Gaza, you know, you talked during your monologue, you were talking about how Israel targets people. They have killed over 165 journalists, okay, in Gaza since October 7th. That is a world record for deaths of journalists in a war zone. Okay, that's more than have died in Vietnam than died in Vietnam and the war on terror, and I think maybe even possibly World War II, or at least since World War II. Over 165 different journalists. It's that and that counts a couple of weeks old now, so it's likely higher. They specifically target people for speech they don't like. Look at our friend Lucas Gage, who is an American here on American soil, and they swatted him 9 times in 4 days,
right,
hoping that he would eat a bullet, right? So he got the Gaza treatment. Now, they can't come over here and drop bombs, but they can call in the police and try to swat you. Our friend Dan Bilzerian, he's already had a visit from the FBI. You look at the Tates. They've been raided by the authorities, arrested. They're being drugged through the mud. So there are real consequences for speaking out against these people. They just, you look at John F. Kennedy, they blew his head off on film. You know, you look at 9/11, you look at the USS Liberty, where they tried to sink a U.S. naval vessel in 1960.
Not just once, but twice. And then they gunned, right, and then they strafed the lifeboats, and then they used napalm. I mean,
that's right.
They this was
absolutely. And then they covered it up. Then they used AIPAC and their lobbying power and their agents inside the U.S. government to cover it up. And we didn't even know about it till the 1990s, when the survivors began to speak up in spite of the gag order that had been placed on them. So this is what we're faced with, So I can't wait for this film Occupied. It's going to be a game changer. There's nothing like it out there right now. Nothing of this magnitude. Nothing with this kind of platform that you've created behind it. I encourage everybody to follow Stu Peters, go to occupied.com. That's occupied.com.
Occupiedfilm.com.
Occupiedfilm.com. And tell your friends and family about this movie and watch it when it comes out, because it's going to be a revelation to a lot of people.
It is.
And basically you're going to see, I predict, Stu, I don't know what the time frame will be, but you will start to see people like Tucker Carlson start to broach this issue. They already have a little bit. He had Thomas Massie on to talk about AIPAC a little bit, and Tucker's even said sort of these hand wavy things like, well, I don't know if we should be giving foreign aid to Israel, a position, by the way, which many Zionist Jews agree with. They don't like the strings that are attached with our money. So they're fine with that. So he's not even really taking an anti-Israel position, but I predict over the future here, he will have to adjust his message to maintain credibility, because he is rapidly losing credibility with this gatekeeping operation he's going on with this gosh, golly, gee, shucks, I didn't know this was going on stuff. It's not believable anymore, Stu. It's not believable. He's not trusted news source for us anymore. And by the way, I watched that interview he did with Daryl Cooper on World War II. And did you notice he said, I still maintain the Nazis were the bad guys, the Germans were the bad guys, and the U.S. was the good guys, and the U.S. won, and the West won, he said. But he's like, I can't understand how the West won, why all this stuff, this terrible stuff is happening to the West if the West won. And so that's number one. He's like, I can't understand it. Well, I don't know, Tucker. Maybe it's because you're not looking in the right place. And who did he blame it on, Stu? Do you remember who he blamed it on? He said he blamed it on the boomers, right? He blamed the mass immigration and the transformation and the liberalization of the West on the boomers, the people born in 1946. That's the reason why we've had terrible outcomes since winning World War II. And I'm just sitting here thinking to myself, Stu, in 1965, when the Jewish lobby got the new Naturalization and Immigration Act passed, the Hart-Celler Act passed in Congress to open this nation's borders to the third world and shut off immigration to the white Western European Christian world, the boomers were only at the oldest boomers at that point in time were only 18 or 19 years old. Boomers, yes, there's some blame to be had there. They have not held the line, so to speak, but they were far from the aggressors. They're far from the people who are to blame what's happening to our country. Could they have done something to stop it?
Yeah, I mean, I think there was just a lot of apathy and a lot of complacency. And I think that apathy and complacency are actually just as deadly as missiles and bombs.
I agree with you.
I gotta go.
Lay it all at the, yeah. Okay.
Final words. I mean, we're live. Give your final words here. I can determine when we sit down.
Yeah. Listen, we have to keep talking about this. As you said, it's a spiritual war, and people need to get their lives right and become the best version of themselves spiritually, physically, mentally, religiously, financially, professionally. Enhance your life. Be the best you can be. This is a battle for hearts and minds. We need to win the hearts and minds of the American people. America first, Christ is king. And that's what we need to do. That's our priorities, Stu.
God bless you, Sam Parker. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Stu.
I agree with everything that Sam was saying. And we've only begun to broach this. Dominic Michael Trippi will be here with reaction. Zach Kidd, Logos Revealed, he will be here with reaction. I believe that we also have Arthur Kwan Lee and possibly Myron Gaines going to be with us today live. And I want to talk to you guys a little bit about something that happened to me this morning by this guy who calls himself a pastor. You won't believe what's coming up next.
There's a whole bunch of stories that have to be dug into, rethought, reconsidered, and in some cases completely discarded.
As modern Americans, we've been spoon-fed this dumbed-down, cartoonish, simplified version of history. It's all fake. It's all bullshit. Everything that we have been taught is part of a self-serving narrative written by the people who will say and do anything to keep us on a leash. Now, this version of history, some big-name corrupt families like the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and their many associates are credited over and over and over again with propelling human development. Throughout the late 18 and early 1900s, almost every major American city was burnt to the ground. What if we really are quite literally living atop the ashes of an advanced civilization that's been hidden from us for our entire lives? Look, I talk a lot about our broken economy, because our economy isn't like teeth where if you ignore them, they go away. No, ignoring it doesn't help. I believe that the government intentionally screws us over all the time. They let down veterans. They ship jobs overseas. They make their rich friends more money. It's insane. So do you think that they truly care about helping us with our money? Not a chance. And that's why a lot of folks are stepping away from government-run systems, since the powers that be clearly don't care. And they're making moves to diversify their money into real assets, precious metals like gold and silver. If you're stressed about your finances, the future of our country, like I am, there's a damn good play that you can make. You've heard me mention this before. I partnered up with GoldCo to hook you up with a free kit that explains how you can protect your money. Look, at the very least, it makes sense to get educated about your options. So go get your free kit at StuLikesGold.com, or if you prefer talking to someone, just pick up the phone and call them, 855-706-GOLD. Plus, for qualified orders right now, they'll give you up to 10% in free silver as a bonus while supplies last, of course. Quit waiting around for politicians to rescue your finances. Take control, handle your business yourself. Go ahead and get educated. Check out StuLikesGold.com or just call them today, 855-706-GOLD. Get your free gold kit today, StuLikesGold.com or 855-706-GOLD. Have you ever heard of neurogenesis? Neurogenesis is one of the most powerful ways to enhance your brain. So by increasing neurogenesis, you transform your ability to change bad habits and build new healthy habits to enhance your mental performance. Well, there's one ingredient that's been clinically shown time and time again to dramatically boost neurogenesis. That ingredient is lion's mane. Now, what if I told you there was a way to increase its potency by 5,000%? Mushroom Breakthrough by Bioptimizers is a powdered blend of five potent superfoods, including 1.2 pounds of concentrated mushrooms, all in one delicious drink. One serving contains this lion's mane and reishi, cordyceps, chaga. All of this boosts neurogenesis and BDNF so that you can stay focused for longer periods of time, increase memory retention, experience higher energy levels and stamina, become more calm and grounded, and experience a boosted immune system. Now, best of all, it's available in both Chocolicious and Salted Caramel flavors. Fuel your brain and body with all-day energy with Mushroom Breakthrough. Now, for an exclusive offer for my viewers, go to bioptimizers.com/Stu Peters and use code Stu Peters during checkout. The great thing about Bioptimizers is you can try it risk-free with their 365-day money-back guarantee. So head on over to bioptimizers.com/Stu Peters.